He's like, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Come here, sweet thing. Well, today's heart song comes from Joshua 24, verse 15, where Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So welcome to a new podcast. We're calling this podcast A Heart for Home, with the tagline, where real life meets deep faith. My name is Ben Simpson, and I'm here also every week with my co-host, my sweet wife, love of my life,
Christy Simpson.
Christy Simpson, that's right. We have the same last name.
Well, it's a good thing.
So we've known each other for a long time. As we come into this podcast, it's just sort of an overflow of our heart. It's something that we both wanted to do for quite a while. And so why has this resonated so much with your heart, Christy?
Well, I feel like it's resonated with my heart because it's so important to have a heart for home. It's important to have different areas of our lives to be able to have biblical truth spoke into them. So that's why I think it's really important.
Yeah. Well, so let's tell a little bit about ourselves. I mean, you know, at this point, it may be only people that we know that will ever listen to this, okay? But who knows, it may be one day where people go back and people who've never met us hear about A Heart for Home in this podcast, and they're going to say, who are these weirdos, all right? So let's introduce ourselves. So first, again, my name is Ben, and I'm a pastor. But more importantly than being a pastor, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And I've been following Christ since the age of 17, so all the way back in 1997 when I first met Jesus. And soon thereafter, I met you. And tell me just a little bit about when you came to know Christ. How
sure.
old were you?
Well, I was like 8 years old when I came to know Christ. So, you know, we were raised in a Christian home, and Jesus was always talked about. So I was around 8 years old.
And you come from a really tiny family.
Yeah, tiny. Yeah, I just had 8 brothers and sisters, so
there was
plenty of room to grow.
That's right. So it was a huge family. Your dad, your mom, and then 9 of you all together as far as children. And that was sort of a blended family as well. And we can get into that later on down the road, but it's sort of a blended family because of the death of your mom, you know, when you were 4 years old. And I'm sure we'll touch on that at some point as we go through this podcast. But so there's a lot of family dynamic going on there.
Right, yeah, a lot of family dynamic.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Never a dull moment.
Absolutely.
But the same thing is true for our house, all right? So we have how many children now?
Well, the last time I counted, we had 5.
and none have been left behind somewhere.
So far, not.
All right. So 5 children. At this point, a few of them just had birthdays. And so
yes.
We have a 14, 12, 10,
yes.
8, and 6. Year old.
Yes.
Right? So we've got 5 children. Right now at this point in the year, they are literally 2 years apart, every one of them.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you probably remember every birth like it was yesterday.
Well, I don't know about like it was yesterday, but I definitely can remember every birth.
Yeah, I was there for all of them, and it was quite the experience. And so as we think about the joy of raising children, it really is a joy, but there's a lot of challenges to it. You know?
So yeah, every day.
Every day, that's right. And so we think about a home and thinking about all that means there. You know, Joshua, in today's heart song, we talked about Joshua 24, verse 15, where he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that's really part of maybe a foundation verse even for this podcast, A Heart for Home, because a home, a family has to decide who they are going to serve.
Sure, absolutely.
So as we think about that heart for home aspect of it, why is it so important for a family or for an individual with a family to have a heart for home?
Well, I think it's important to have a heart for home just so that you can stay united. A heart for home doesn't necessarily mean a heart for your house. It's very different. You could be out somewhere else. You don't have to be in your actual house. But a heart for home would mean that you feel that it is important that your family stays close and that you have the time to spend with each other, to build those relationships that will last, hopefully well into adulthood.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about that heart for home, I mean, the family was instituted by God. We see that clearly there in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2. We see the first wedding there between Adam and Eve. You know, God made Adam, and then he made Eve out of Adam. And then the Bible says that basically that God brought Eve to Adam, and he rejoiced. You know, he's like bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Come here, sweet thing. You know, that's kind of how it was, right, in the Bible. I think that's what it said anyway.
I'm not sure if it's exactly that.
I don't know how you say in Hebrew, sweet thing, but nevertheless, that seems to be what he was talking about there. And so there from the very beginning, when they became one flesh, there is the first family in the Bible, right there, the first family. And of course, then they had children, and it didn't always go well.
Right.
But God instituted the family. This is not just a social construct. So it's really important for us as we think about this. God created it, so it's very important, and so we should have a heart for it. But secondly, when we think about it, why is it important to have a heart for home?
Is that family is supposed to be a force for good in this world. So the family, there's a purpose for a family. We are to help further the kingdom, and better together, kind of that tagline, really rings true for a family too, to be able to work as a team together and not working just in strife against each other.
Yeah. A lot of families, if we were to be honest, even sometimes we can face this ourselves, they're just surviving, right? We all get into survival mode, but God meant for us to have a greater purpose. And to be able to lay down our heads on our pillows at night and to know that we made a difference, even if it was just in the very corner of the world that we call our home. You know, God's meant for it to be a force for good. But we also see in 2020, and it's nothing new, and it's probably not going to change anytime soon in our society, but the family is undervalued. And it's under attack today. When you think about across America, you know, we found this to be true, right? Because even with five kids, which, you know, in 2020 sounds like a lot, but you go back 100 years ago, like that was like normal, right?
Absolutely.
But how many times have you heard somebody say, well, don't y'all know what causes that?
Many times, yes.
And we've come up, we actually brainstormed, you know, a while there about smart aleck answers, you know, to say to people who would say, don't y'all know what causes that?
Absolutely.
And my favorite was always, well, I don't know, won't you draw me a picture? You know, or if God didn't make it so fun, I guess we wouldn't have as many kids, you know.
Absolutely.
So a family just in general is undervalued, but also it's under attack because when you think about that basic building block that God meant for good, that God instituted, of course, that in itself puts a big target on it. And so Satan loves to attack the family. He loves to attack marriages, husband and wife relationships, and he loves to attack children and parental relationships, mom, dad,
right,
son and daughter. He loves to attack in those things there. And so that's one of the reasons why it's important for us to really concentrate and focus on having a heart for home. But also another reason is what? What would you say?
Well, family is also one of God's greatest gifts. Because he's able to use it for his purpose, it truly is a gift to be in a family. There's so much joy and contentment that comes when you're part of a family. There's a sense of belonging and security that comes in the family unit. So it certainly is one of God's greatest gifts to us here on earth, to be a part of a family, and that's important.
You know, I really can't imagine my life without you. I mean, at this point, we just celebrated. We were kind of kidding around this past weekend. That our marriage is now officially an adult.
That's just such a weird
thought. It's turned 18 years old. Our marriage
is officially an adult.
Has turned 18 years old. Now the question is, do we have to act grown up now?
I think the consensus is no. We just don't. Ever.
Especially when the kids aren't around, right?
Yeah.
We can be as crazy as we want to be.
Yeah.
And so family is a gift. And then when you think about the children on top of that, like with each one of them, and we had our number coming into, you know, we had, when we met one another, I wanted two kids and you wanted eight kids. Remember that?
Yeah.
But you said, well, okay, we can kind of negotiate here. But you said it had to be an even number. Had to have an even number of kids. Couldn't be an odd number because you were a middle child.
Absolutely.
Of nine. So you didn't want anybody to be a middle child.
Right.
And so it was funny, you know, we negotiated down to four. And God gave us four. And we sought the Lord again, and we felt the green light for at least one more.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that's where we're at right now with five children. And we can't imagine, we've said it all along with each one, how did we ever live without this child?
Right.
And each one. And so each one were special. You know, they are a gift from God. In fact, we named one of our children the Hebrew word for gift of God, gift from God. And that's Nathaniel, our fourth child, is a gift from God.
And but he reminds us of that quite often. Remember, Mom, I'm the gift. I'm the gift from God.
That's right.
He knows.
So along with that, when we think about that heart for home, another reason why it's so important, though, is not just that it's one of God's greatest gifts. It's also one of our biggest stewardships. When you think about God placing a human being in our care, that's pretty big.
It's huge. It's a huge responsibility.
And so at the end of our lives, when we stand before God, we're going to be accountable for what did we do with these children. You know, the Bible in the Psalms calls them arrows in a quiver,
right.
You know. And so what are we going to do? Where are we going to aim that arrow, and what kind of impact is it going to have on life? And so it's a big stewardship. But finally, let's get real here.
Family is definitely really hard sometimes.
So that's like another reason.
It just is. It's a real life thing that sometimes it's just hard.
It's very hard. And so the title of this podcast is A Heart for Home. And the tagline is where real life meets deep faith. Because real life is there is no perfect family. You put two sinners under one roof and what's going to happen?
Conflict. Trouble. Trouble.
All sorts of good stuff. Like sparks are going to fly.
Yeah.
The place may be in threat of being burned down, you know, as far as that goes. You put two sinners under one roof. But that's the idea here. And our heart's desire, our purpose in this podcast is to be practical,
right?
We're going to give tips about the home, all right, about family, things that you can do and live out. But it's also going to be theological. This is not Dr. Phil,
right?
This is scripture lived out. This is theology applied. All right. But finally, it's going to be full of adventure, because if there's one thing I know about Christy Simpson, is that there is never a dull moment.
Absolutely not. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. And so it will. It'll be practical, be theological, and it'll be full of adventure. So to close up today, we just want to give you a tour of our home. In other words, each week when we come together here, and that's our plan at this point, is to do this once a week, to come and discuss and to talk and to help people out there who have families to have a heart for their home, okay? And each week we're going to focus on a room of our house, all right? And so that's the concept. One week we may be in the living room of our house, all right? In the living room is what are we going to do on the day when we're in our living room on this podcast? What are we going to focus in on?
Yes, we are going to focus on family relationship building during that time.
Yeah, because it's not... Although we're naturally kin to one another as a family, those relationships aren't always naturally healthy or strong. So it's things you got to develop. We'll also, some weeks we'll be in the kitchen. Now in the kitchen, that's where you're going to find daily nourishment for both your body and soul. So we may talk about meal prep, or we may talk about hiding God's word in our heart, that we might not sin against him, right? To nourish our soul, to nourish our body. And then we also, some weeks, may be in what room?
We might be in the bedroom. Uh-oh. Where we talk about marriage.
Where did you say?
Right in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're talking about marriage, intimacy, and friendship. The companionship of marriage.
It really is important. Not only the bedroom, though, but also in a house, there's a playroom. So we want to take you to the playroom some weeks. And that's where families just have fun and adventure. Now, the playroom gets messy. The playroom gets loud. But the playroom is for fun. And families need to have fun together.
Sure.
But not only that, we got to get serious sometimes. So some weeks we'll be in the study. So what happens in the study?
The study, we have spiritual disciplines for Christian growth. So there has to be some of those spiritual disciplines as laid out in Scripture for the growth of a Christian.
Absolutely. And then one of our favorite places in the house is the laundry room. Mm-hmm. Now listen, most folks, they close the door when you go to their house to the laundry room because nobody wants to see their dirty laundry, right? Everybody wants to hide their dirty laundry. But think about this for a moment. Dirty laundry goes into a laundry room, but how does that laundry come out?
Certainly. The laundry comes out clean.
The laundry comes out clean. So on the weeks where we're focusing on the laundry room, that's where dirty laundry gets clean. That's where we deal with conflict resolution. That's where we deal with disappointments and missed right. expectations. That's where we're going to iron some of that out. Things are going to get sure. ironed out right there where mm-hmm. in that room. And then finally is the school room. Now, people who are listening to this podcast, some of them may be homeschoolers. Some of them may be private schoolers. Some of them may be public schoolers. And that doesn't matter. Every house has a schoolroom in it because it's important for every family to be teaching and training children for godly success. And so when we're in the schoolroom, the weeks that we are, that's what we're going to be focusing in on, is teaching and training children for godly success. So thanks for being with us today. If you had one wish for the people who are hearing this and you would say to them, come back next time, what would you say to them?
I would just say we hope that you are encouraged and that you are lifted up and knowing that you're not alone, that we're in this together with the same goal and same purpose.
That's right. So thanks for joining with us today here in this first episode, sort of an overview, a tour of our house, our home, here in this new podcast called A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith.